USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he will hold Iran accountable for protests at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. As to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's claim that Iran is to blame, Tehran is denying the charges. Kim Jong-un announced that North Korea will soon introduce a new strategic weapon. Joe Cerincione is with the Plowshares Fund. He says this marks a setback in relations with Pyongyang.
He promises a new strategic weapon in the near future. This is likely going to be a nuclear-capable ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile. We're basically back in 2017.
Secretary Pompeo reacted to the announcement.
President Trump has taken an approach where we've tried to develop a diplomatic pathway. We hope that the North Koreans will reconsider, that they'll continue down that pathway. It's important. It's the right solution. We want peace, not confrontation.
This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The man already faces 6 state charges for a Saturday stabbing attack that left 5 Jewish people injured during a Hanukkah dinner. Now, that suspect faces 5 federal charges as well. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Suspect 37-year-old Grafton Thomas is said to own handwritten journals that contain anti-Semitic references, and he had recently used his phone to look up information on Hitler and the location of synagogues in his vicinity. He's being held without bail after appearing in federal court in White Plains on 5 counts of obstructing the free exercise of religious beliefs by attempting to kill with a dangerous weapon. Essentially, those are hate crime charges. 5 people were stabbed and slashed in the Saturday attack just north of New York City. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 76, the NASDAQ up 26. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Safety in churches is the topic after a recent shooting in Texas. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
A Texas church took care to feed a homeless man, and in return he opened fire on members during a Sunday morning service, killing 2 people before being killed himself. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News more churches need to have armed security guards to keep tragedies from happening.
So as you know, we had an incident several years ago, 2 years ago, in Sutherland Springs where over 20 people were killed, and the legislature responded. This worked. I mean, we cannot stop every incident. We need to be prepared, as Jack discussed. They were prepared. This church was prepared, and they are an example of what can be done. And within 6 seconds, they dealt with the issue and saved potentially hundreds of people.
USA's John Clemens says, watch out. Champagne corks can be dangerous.
Those dangers include the flying corks from the bubbly traveling at about 55 miles an hour.
Being hit in the eye with a champagne cork traveling at that speed can do a lot of damage.
That is optometrist Dr. Amanda Helscher with the Key Whitman Eye Center of Dallas.
Want to make sure first, if you're the opener, that you're not directing it at anyone. I've also seen someone get hit in the eye with a champagne cork because they're getting in front of it because the cork is difficult to get off. So it's very important that you're directing a champagne cork far away from, you know, anyone that could be contacted.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.